We continue to watch what's going on along the U.S. and Mexico border. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. With that in mind, I thought it'd be a good idea to get a fresh update from what's going on along the U.S. and Mexico border. I had the opportunity to sit down and visit with Sid Miller. He's the commissioner of the Texas Department of Agriculture. Here in the upper Midwest, Sid, we talk a lot about what's going on along the U.S. Mexico border. You brought up a couple of big things there working with Mexico, but the screwworm issue, you know, we talk about that and how that could play a big role within our ag industry. They talk on really the cattle side, but it can be humans, it can be, you know, our livestock, whatnot. What are some of the steps you guys have been taking, continued steps, to really protect your producers and then the rest of us really along that border?
Well, we think of livestock, but it's more than that. There's over 200 species of mammals here in Texas, and it can affect all of them. Wildlife, humans get it, so it's, you know, it's a bad thing. We don't have it yet. Let me make that perfectly clear. It's still in southern Mexico. We're trying to keep it there. Of course, 70-year-old technology is using sterile flies. They mate one time, so if they can find a boyfriend that's shooting blanks, you know, it kind of breaks the cycle. But that's a very slow process. It's very expensive.
And the commissioner pointed out he spent some time with Mexican officials.
I've just met with officials from Mexico and Central America and showed them some research on a fly bait that kills 90% of those flies. They were ecstatic to find. They didn't know about it. So we've shared that with them. They're developing that now. So if we can get that fly bait out, we don't have to wait on 4 years to get a new fly factory up and running. So hopefully, that's a bright spot. We'll get this thing arrested and put to bed, hopefully in the next 12 months.
Again, we continue to watch that border. With your Farm News Updates, I'm Keith Lundberg.